MZTV.
Greetings, wherever you are, friends, fellow believers. I am Martin Zender, and I am at the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula, ready to bring you a controversy, an ongoing controversy. I will have you know that today's going to be an exciting show. If you can't take the excitement, if you have a pacemaker or any kind of device in your heart, or if you tend toward anxiety, I would suggest you pre-medicate before you listen to this show. So I did finally read Tony Nungesser's comments on my show concerning his comment on Facebook. So I'm going to comment on his comment. Tony claims that I misrepresent his position, which I do not. And then he states his position in his comment, but he restates it in a different way, in a way he didn't state it originally. I'm going to point all this out, not to shame Tony in any way, but to hammer home a truth that some evangelists today don't take the Trinity seriously. They don't take human free will seriously. I mean, yes, they'll admit that they're bad teachings and they're wrong teachings. I'm not saying that. Of course, Tony knows that the Trinity is wrong and free will is wrong. But he doesn't realize that Trinitarians actually believe that Christ didn't die. He gives them too much credit and therefore takes one of Satan's premier teachings and belittles it, downplays it, makes it of none effect. And any evangelist that does this cannot but compromise his or her desire or zeal to dismantle these false teachings. Always curious to me, because Tony has masterfully dismantled these false teachings. And yet I will show you he's still a little bit confused on this topic of what is a believer. And some people still are. So which is why I'm going to talk about it again today. I'm going to use Tony's comments and see if we can all gain more enlightenment on this topic. We have to give the devil his due, ladies and gentlemen. These are doctrines of demons. Tony, mistakenly, I'm going to point this out to you, calls the Trinity a man-made doctrine. It is not a man-made doctrine. It is of diabolical genius. It is of satanic origin, and it is designed, purposely designed, to deny the death of Christ. And anyone who doesn't see that, and Tony still doesn't see it, still. So I did not mistake his position. In fact, he digs a trench around his own position, like establishing it, as I will show you as the show unfolds here. Let's see if I can keep this show under a reasonable amount of time. Just to bring those of you up to speed, Paul's gospel is very important. And I'm just going to take one element of Paul's gospel and show you how Satan has lied about it. One of the elements of Paul's gospel is that Jesus Christ died for our sins. The death of Christ is essential because it involves Christ's faith. We're saved by his faith. If Christ didn't die, if he just went on to some other realm, like all the Christians believe humans do, they don't believe any human dies. They just go to a better place. They go to a different place. The bad people go to hell. The good people go to heaven. People never die. And therefore, they deny the need for resurrection, even while they say, oh, yes, we love resurrection. But they don't. See, another issue I have with Tony is you can't take what these people say at face value. And I'm afraid Tony does. Tony, you take these people at their word. You can't do that. Jesus didn't do it when the disciples said, we're sons of Abraham. He asked them two pointed questions or made two pointed statements, and he proved to them that they were sons of Satan. And so you give these people too much credit. Enoch gave these people too much credit. James Quorum gave these people too much credit. I know that you believe the truth. There's no doubt about it. Enoch believed the truth. The translator of the Concordant Version, James Quorum, believed the truth. But to deny these doctrines of demons is to be not fully equipped to deal with them. So the original statement Tony made was, according to MZ, That's me. If you tell people about God's sovereignty, the Trinity, free will, God saving all, and they resist, then they can't be a believer. And Tony's like, well, how can Martin Zenner possibly say that? Is Martin Zenner crazy? What has he been drinking? I'm like, how can anybody not see this? I just want to take one example out of all these, the Trinity. If you tell people about the Trinity, that is the lie of the Trinity. If you tell them that it's a lie, if you tell them that Jesus Christ actually died, and they resist, in other words, why are they resisting? Because they don't believe that Jesus actually died. As Tony himself will say later, and I'll point this out, the most they will say is that, well, his body died, but he didn't die. That's why I say you have to look at what they believe and not what they say. Then they can't be a believer. But Tony is implying here that they can. And in his original post on Facebook, he said, notice in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, when dealing with who is saved or who God reckons as righteous, Paul did not say you must believe in God's sovereignty, not free will to be saved. You must not believe in the Trinity. Now, Paul didn't say you must not believe in the Trinity. What Paul did say was you have to believe in the death of Christ. But if you believe in the Trinity, you can't be in the death of Christ, and you can't believe in the death of Christ, and people cannot believe the opposite things at the same time. It is impossible. It's called a contradiction. It's called hypocrisy, and they're lying about something. If they say they believe in the death of Christ, truly, but if they say they truly believe in the Trinity, then they're in a state of hypocrisy. One of those statements is false. Yes, they can't both be true. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ died. No, I believe Jesus Christ did not die. Can you see? Not just talking to you, Tony, but to everyone. Such a person would be in a state of hypocrisy. And in one of those statements, they're lying. Maybe not even consciously. And if you push them a little bit, if you ask them questions, you'll find out that what they truly believe is the Trinity. And no matter how much they say they believe Jesus Christ died, they don't. Just ask them a couple questions, like Jesus did with the Pharisees. They said, we're the sons of Abraham. We're the children of Abraham. Jesus proved to them that they were the sons of Satan. A little bit opposite there. You can't be both. And I'm telling you, Satan is so ingenious to make even today's evangelists, some of them, downplay these satanic teachings. That's a good word, downplay. Why didn't I write that down here? Downplay. Oh, I like that. Downplay. You downplay. Okay, so let's look at Tony. And then, so I made a whole show saying that, no, you, these things are inconsistent with each other. You can't believe that Jesus Christ didn't die and Jesus Christ died at the same time. There's something rotten here. You can't believe both things. Sorry, I'm rearranging something on my desktop here. Okay, so I made the show. And in the show, I criticized Tony for vacillating on this topic, for thinking that one can believe in the Trinity and believe in Paul's gospel at the same time. I'm quoting him now. Zender misrepresents my position. What I said is that Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, that if one believes Christ died for our sins, that he was entombed, and that God raised him from the dead, that such a one is saved for aeonian life. Now, I believe that. Of course that's true. If one believes Christ died, if one believes Christ died, that he was entombed and God raised him from the dead, then, or as I said yesterday, roused him from the dead, then of course one is saved for aeonian life. And then Tony said this, I also stated, and he didn't state this, so he's changing his position. I also stated that Paul never said, but first, even if you believe the evangel, God can't save you until you give up free will, and you have to believe God will save all, and you have to believe in God's sovereignty to be saved. even if you believe 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. But see, Tony didn't say that. He's changing his position. And I can prove to you that Tony didn't say that. Well, you can see it for yourself. I have instructed my sister Kelly to post a PDF of Tony's Facebook post. So underneath this video, hit the More tab, and you will see a PDF of the original Facebook post. Tony does not say what he stated he said. Here he said, I also stated that Paul never said, but first, even if you believe that evangel, God can't save you until you give up free will, and you have to believe God will save all, and you have to believe in God's sovereignty to be saved. Even if you believe 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. He repeated twice here in his defense something that he never stated in the original Facebook post. In the original Facebook post, he says, notice in 1 Corinthians, I read this before, I'm going to read it again. Notice in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4, or Romans chapter 4, when dealing with who is saved or who God reckons righteous, Paul did not say, you must believe in God's sovereignty, not free will, to be saved, or you must not believe in the Trinity, or you must believe God will save all. He didn't say here, even if you believe the evangel. He did not say that. He did not say that. He's adding that in his defense. So I did not misrepresent his position. And as I stated in my original video, when Tony says, Paul didn't say you must not believe in the Trinity. In other words, Paul didn't say, well, the Trinity as an official teaching didn't exist back then. But Paul did not say, you can't believe that Christ didn't die. Paul didn't say that. He just said that you have to believe that Christ died. But obviously, to believe that Christ died, you can't believe that he didn't die. Obviously, should be obvious, right? So Tony did not add that little clause in his original statement. Then he says, I'm super happy that God did not require a theological test first for Abraham to make sure God could reckon him righteous. As it was for Abe, so it is for us per Romans 4:23-24, that God does not require a theological test that we must pass prior to him reckoning us righteous. No, but obviously we have to believe certain things. Now, I will tell you, before going back to Tony's comment, you're going to see his confusion about the Trinity here. I'm going to read the last paragraph. You can read this for yourself if you want to follow me in the PDF that I supply with this video, so you can see Tony's exact words, so you can see I'm not putting words in his mouth. He put words in his own mouth in his defense, which you can see he put words in there. The words he put in there, again, were, but first, even if you believe that evangel, God can't save you unless you give up the Trinity. Even if you believe that evangel. But you can't believe that evangel and the Trinity at the same time. And Tony says he doesn't believe that, but then in the very next statement, he proves to us that he does believe it. So he's still confused. I'm going to prove it. But this is where I agree with Tony. The last paragraph of his original Facebook post, the buck stops at the evangel. Yes, that if you believe God, that Christ died for our sins, that he was entombed, and by the way, the free will issue touches on the Christ died for our sins. As I've said many times, I'll say it again here for those who are new. If you believe in human free will, then you believe that you are responsible for your own salvation. You must deliver yourself from your sins by believing in Jesus. And that denies the death of Christ for sins. See, Christ took care of sins by dying on the cross. Free will says that he didn't get the job done, and that you get the job done by believing in Jesus Christ. Obviously, that's wrong. But I just want to focus on this one issue because the principle is the same throughout, that you can't believe that you save yourself and believe that Jesus Christ saved you. But I just want to focus on the Trinitarian aspect of this because that's the one the aspect that Tony goes into the most detail upon, as I will show you shortly. So, the buck stops at the evangel, writes Tony in the original Facebook post, that if you believe Christ, if you believe God, that Christ died for our sins, that he was entombed and God roused him from the dead, you are justified. Yes, I agree. I believe that completely. You are righteous. Yes, you are saved. Yes, Tony, yes, you are sealed with the spirit of promise for the day of deliverance. If you believe the evangel, yes, and that's an if you believe the evangel, if you believe Jesus Christ died, if you believe that, it's proof of your salvation. Amen. And if you believe that Jesus Christ saved you, and not you saved yourself, then you also believe the evangel, and it's proof of your salvation. And again, I say, amen. I agree with you, Tony, on that. Let's go back to your comment. Zender misrepresents my position. But you didn't say in the original Facebook post, but first, even if you believe that evangel. Nope, you added that, Tony. You said that Paul never said God can't save you until you give up free will and until you give up the Trinity. But you have to give up the Trinity. You have to. Or you can't believe 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. Okay, new territory here. I never stated, as Zender wrongly states early in this video, that one can believe Jesus is God and God cannot die and therefore believe Jesus never died and still be saved. Okay, but Tony's next sentence is going to cancel that one out. It's remarkable. Watch how this happens. Let me read that again. I never stated, quoting Tony Nungesser, my friend, my brother, my dear brother, who states later that I'm calumniating him, which is absolutely not true. I'll get into that later. Don't be a drama queen, Tony. Calumniation requires defamatory statements. It requires maliciousness. It requires a predisposition to injury. I have no desire to do any of these. I'm just stating your position that as of today is still confused. So you're not being calumniated. You're being challenged. I'm calling you out on what I believe is your failure to note Christian hypocrisy. Your overtrust in what Christians say rather than probing to find out what they really believe, and your, what was that word I used? Your downplaying of Satan's most diabolical, damaging, destructive teachings. Let us continue. I never stated, as Zender wrongly states early in this video, that one can believe Jesus is God and God cannot die and therefore believe Jesus never died and still be saved. What I did say is one can believe, listen to this, what I did say is one can believe in the man-made doctrine of the Trinity. It's not man-made, it's Satan-made, it's not man-made. You see, he's downplaying it already. What I did say is that one can believe in the man-made doctrine of the Trinity, and if they truly believe 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, they are saved. It's in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, where Paul says that those who believe that Jesus Christ died are in the body of Christ. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. He starts out by agreeing that no one can believe. And it's, have you ever heard a better description of the Trinity than what Tony Nungesser just gave us in his first sentence? Listen to this. This is one of the best descriptions of the Trinity I've ever heard. I never stated, as Zender wrongly states early in this video, that one can believe Jesus is God, the Trinitarians, and God cannot die, they believe that, and therefore believe Jesus never died. That's logical. If you believe Jesus is God and God can't die, then you can't believe that Jesus died. Tony's saying, I never said that you can believe that and still be saved. But then he goes on to say the very thing in the next sentence. What I did say is that one can believe in the man-made doctrine of the Trinity, which is what we just said, which is what you just described. You just described the Satan-made doctrine of the Trinity. That you can believe Jesus, that you believe Jesus is God. God can't die, therefore Jesus never died. That is the Trinity. What I did say is that one can believe in the man-made doctrine of the Trinity, and if they truly believe in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, then they are saved. Which is it, Tony? Do they truly believe in 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4, or do they truly believe in the Trinity? Why didn't you put the word truly in front of man-made doctrine of the Trinity? Why didn't you say, what I did say is that one can truly believe in the man-made doctrine of the Trinity, and if they truly believe 1 Corinthians 15:1 4, they are saved. But wait a minute, we have some questions to ask here. Because they say they truly believe both things. Let's take the word truly out. It doesn't matter. But it's unequal. You have to either put truly in both places or take truly out of both places. What I did say was one can believe in the man-made doctrine of the Trinity. That is, one can believe that Jesus didn't die. But if they also believe that Jesus did die, then they're saved. But wait a minute. Tony, you can't believe both things at the same time. That is hypocrisy. The Pharisees said, we are children of Abraham. They can't be children of Abraham and at the same time be children of Satan. Satan, Abraham, kind of different. Jesus called them out on it, and we found out that they were children of Satan because they ended up killing Christ. You'll see the problem as I read on here. And this is Tony's experience now in the Catholic Church. While I was in the Catholic Church and believed in, or at least assented to, the Trinity issue, I truly believed Christ absolutely died for our sins, was entombed, and that God had to raise him from the dead because he was so dead, that is, Jesus was so dead he couldn't raise himself. That's what Tony believed. Jesus was so dead he couldn't raise himself. But Tony, that's you. You were a smart kid, my God. When I was in the Catholic Church and believed in, or at least assented to, the Trinity issue, what do you mean, or? You either believed in or assented to it, but you didn't believe in it. Don't you see that, Tony? You did not believe in the Trinity. And why do you call it here assented to the Trinity issue? You're trying to water it down, trying to water it down. Let's say you're watering down Satan's premier lie to keep people from the body of Christ. You're watering it down. Well, I was in the Catholic Church and believed in, or, well, did you believe in it or did you assent to the Trinity issue? Which was it? You obviously didn't believe in it. What you did believe, here you used the word truly here. I like this word truly. But these Trinitarians truly believe the Trinity. They truly believe in the Trinity. They don't truly believe that Jesus Christ died. They don't truly believe. Just explain the Trinity to them. Explain it to them. You said that in your Facebook post. Remember this? I just read it to you, folks. I'm going to read it again. I love MZ as a brother. Great start. We have years of fellowship together. Yes, we do. So according to MZ, if you tell them, these Trinitarian people, if you tell them about the Trinity and they resist, they can't be a believer. Tony disagrees with that. But how can anybody disagree with that? If you tell them about the Trinity, that if you expose it, in other words, if you tell them it's a lie, if you tell them that Jesus actually died, the Trinity's false, Jesus is not God the Father, he's the Son of God, he was a created being. Oh, and they resist it? Resist it. They'll stone you. They'll disfellowship you. They'll say you can't even be a believer if you don't believe the Trinity. That's what they will say to you. So how can they at the same time be a believer in Christ's death? They can't. You are staring people in a state of hypocrisy in the eye, Tony. And just because when you were a kid, you merely gave lip service to the Trinity, but you truly believed in the death of Christ, you give these other people the benefit of the doubt? That's where you lose your power as an evangelist, because you give people the benefit of the doubt. That's why. I'm sorry, but you have to be cynical in this job. You have to be very cynical. You have to doubt what these Christians say every step of the way. And that's where I differ from you and James Corm and A. E. Nock. You just take their happy little metal fish appliques on their car and you say, oh, a believer. If there's a metal fish applique on the car, oh, a believer. They say they believe Jesus died, they're a believer. Let me ask you this. If people say that they believe Jesus is the savior of all humanity, but they believe in eternal torment at the same time. Do they really believe that Jesus is the savior of all humanity? To be consistent with this Trinitarian position, you would have to say, yeah, they can believe both. Well, which one do they truly believe? You use that word here. How about we use it for people who say, yes, well, we believe that God, Jesus is the savior of all. We believe he's the savior of all humanity. Well, do you believe he's going to save all humanity? Oh, hell no. Hell no. They don't believe that, of course. You have to ask them a couple questions. You don't do it. You take their confession at face value. And just because you were a good kid, you were moved by the Spirit of God at an early age, you assume everybody is? Are you kidding? You're the exception, bro. Totally the exception. When I was in the Catholic Church, and then you water it down, and at least assented to the Trinity issue, I truly believe Christ absolutely died for his sins, was entombed, and that God had to raise him from the dead because he was so dead he couldn't raise himself. I like that. Well stated. Never in my life. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Nungas, my brother. I love this guy. Honest to God. Never in my life have I ever heard a Trinitarian say Jesus never died because he is God. Oh, you've never heard them say that? That's because none of them say it. None of them say it. But they all believe it. Every damn one of them. Just test them, ask them, tell them about the Trinity, expose it as a satanic lie, then see what they truly believe, Tony. Then see what they truly believe. You're assuming that somebody can talk out of both sides of their mouth, and you automatically default to the side that, well, they believe 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. I default to the side that they don't. And in 99.9% of the cases, I'll be right and you'll be wrong. And I'll bet you to farm on that. I'll be right and you'll be wrong. You give them too much benefit of the doubt. And we're going to find out at the Great White Throne, these people who you say, well, they say, I've never heard a Trinitarian say that. What do you say here? I've never heard a Trinitarian say Jesus never died because he is God. And now you say this. Martin is lumping all Trinitarians under his make-believe story. Make-believe story? Make-believe story? You're calling the deception that the Christian world is under a make-believe? I'm making up a story that the overwhelming majority of Christians are deceived and haven't even approached the outskirts of Paul's gospel? My make-believe story? Tony goes on, the most a Trinitarian would say is Jesus' body died on the cross. Oh, yeah, I've heard him say that. His body, when you press them, his body died on the cross, and his dead body was entombed, and God raised him from the dead. But that's inconsistent. If his body died, then he did not raise from the dead, only his body raised from the dead. I'm sorry, but if he did not die, then he cannot raise from the dead. Push them. You don't. You take them at face value. And you let them go. It's like passing people through grade school, into high school, and into college when they can't read. These people are illiterate, Tony, and you're passing them on to the next grade. You're letting the next guy deal with them. I'm dealing with them because you're passing them along. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. They're fine. No, they are not fine. They're sick. They're deceived by Satan. I'm lumping all Trinitarians under my make-believe story. The most they would say, here you go, you're basing everything on what they say. So Zender is just making up stuff, am I? That's how he finishes it. Zender is just making up stuff. He loves to prop up straw men to knock them over, then pontificate. This is not pontificating. This is teaching. This is exposure. This is rebuke. How dare you call exposure and rebuke pontificating? As if I'm on some grandiose stage here where I just like to hear myself talk. That is ridiculous. I'm sorry you said that about me. I'm sorry you think that about me. I love to prop up straw men. Where's the straw man? Where's the straw man? You're treating Satan's premier lie as a straw man. I will not do that.